So again, we're on page 283. So we're discussing Bracha Shachianu on a new fruit. So let's go through Vav very quickly since we finished off yesterday. Pri she'eino mitzkadesh mishana l'shana. Well, the only time you make a Shachianu on something is only, again, it's a simcha. You know, we have to appreciate, Mishnah Berurah says, that Hashem gives us all these amazing things that He doesn't really have to give us. The bread and water, I mentioned at the beginning, Rav Victor Miller says, we have to appreciate color. Hashem could have made a black and white world. Could have been a black and white world. Nah, Hashem wants to, you know, color. Color is exciting. And we all know, especially in food, right? So in America today, they say, you know, that you have to eat every day a rainbow of colors, right? Don't just eat brown. Or, you know, like. So again, but we also know, besides that, color makes it appetizing. We all know you're at a restaurant, everything is a presentation. Hashem didn't have to do that. Hashem did that. So we have to appreciate it. So we have a new fruit. Wow. It's cool. But it's only, but as we saw before, it's only a fruit which comes from year to year, as we call it a seasonal fruit. But it's fruit that isn't like that. Even though it's been a long time since we ate this thing, but as we saw before, since it was available, even though you did not partake of it, you don't make a shachianu on that. So that's why in America today, it's really amazing, we don't make shachianus on too many things. Like I remember in the old days, bananas, you know, bananas used to, now, so we get it from South America, you know. So again, and the Rama says, a fruit that comes around twice a year, so you make on it a shachianu. I saw today, Moshe has a tshuva that, let's say you have a fruit that, I don't know if there is such a thing, check with the other department. Like if there's a fruit that comes around three times a year. But again, during those gaps, during those intervals, you would not find it. So Moshe says you would also make a shachianu. It's not just twice a year. Moshe has a tshuva even three times a year. But if there's no set time for its growth, for it coming to season, so to speak, so then you would not make a shachianu. So as we discussed at the end of yesterday, an esrog, right? Esrog stays on the tree. As we all know, that's what Chazal say. That's what it is true. So there's no set time for it to ripen. It doesn't have a season, per se. So on an esrog or something like that, you would not make a shachianu either. Vegetables are out. We don't make a shachianu on vegetables. Why? The omed kol hashana bekarka, because they lay latent in the ground the entire year. So for shachianu on a vegetable, that's why we keep on talking about fruit. So like, again, the only example I could think of is a nectarine. I don't know other things. You know, again, from South America with transportation the way it is. So, you want to make a shachianu on too many things. And in fact, there's a sefer I have called Hashir V'Hashalach. One time, there was a mishulach who came here, and I gave him some money, and he said, "But v'adai shamata, for sure you heard about my sefer Hashir V'Hashalach." It's like a thick sefer. And I said, "What is it on?" He said, "It's on shachianu, just on shachianu, right? Just on shachianu." I just had Pidyon Ben. So my son-in-law, we have it here in Chol. There's a sefer, Pidyon Ben Kielkaso. Right? Who would think? Right? But everything about, like, it's a nice, thick sefer, right? So same thing. So I saw in there, he brings down a number of posts and say, and they bring down California, they say Mexico, and also say California. They don't spell California as it does in Halakha, they spell it the Israeli way. They say California, you wouldn't make a shachianu on too many things. Because California, you know, we got everything here all the time. So as I mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply to something that does not grow from the ground. You would also not make a shachianu, even though maybe you haven't had it in a long time. Like he says, like fish, I don't know. You haven't had ahi in a while. You go to Fish Grill, you can always get ahi. Or you go to, we're not giving haskamas then. Or, you could get it. The same thing with fowl, right? So the last time you had turkey was Thanksgiving, not to condone, right? Leaving that aside. But, so again, you would not make a shachianu on that for the same reason. And he says, even v'afilu olson shol ta'am min me'olam, even if you never tasted this before, never tasted it before, you've never had duck, I don't know, whatever. This week's part, quail. This week's part, California state bird, but some say that it's not the California state bird. There's different types of quail, and it's only the European quail. It's called, leaving that aside. So, still, afilu hachai, you still wouldn't make a shachianu on such a thing if when you did partake of it. Why? Does that mean eno chadash be'etzem? It's not new. It's not intrinsically new. The afapi shuhu lo achal mehem, even though I never ate from it, acherim achal mehem, other people in my neighborhood or around had this thing, or maybe had this thing, so it's not called new. Nectarine, nobody had it. Nobody's had it since last summer, so as far as we know. So therefore, on those things, fowl, fish, you would not make a shachianu on them. How about scents? A smell, a fragrance that comes around from year to year. So again, to us this sounds weird, right? Go down the block, get it on. Like roses, he says, right? It used to be seasonal. Like now, especially, again, in California, we get it all the time. But my mother has rose bushes, so you know those of you who have rose bushes, they are seasonal. So you bring them from here, you bring them from there, we have them all the time. We have blue ones, and we have purple ones, and we have all sorts of colored ones. So the Mishnah Berurah says there are different opinions, whether, again, when the vered rolls around in its season, and you take a sniff of a rose, and you haven't smelled it in a long time. So he says it's machlokas, therefore, and he says, v'nagu shlolabar. But the minog is that we don't make a shachianu on such a thing. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. We'll hopefully continue tomorrow.